نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable Lama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved Jews, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and Radio Al Ansar International, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 8th of Zulhijjah 1445. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we heard from Maulana Dumasab and the other students, mashallah, and ulama regarding Hajj and so forth. So let us carry on. We know that day in Saudi Arabia, the moon Samis, mashallah, they see the moon before the birth, you know. So tomorrow, inshallah, they will go to Arafat. And in the morning after sunrise, that is the sunnah time. But people go from tonight also, you know, people do what they want to. But we must always try and imitate the master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us discuss briefly that what are the days of Hajj, and what does the Quran Sharif teaches us, and what did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do in Arafat. Many a time people go, but they don't understand the fine upon points, and that is what I want to enlighten you tonight, inshallah. If you take each day of Hajj, so we're working with their calendar just to make you understand. So today the Hujjaj were there in Mina. What is the meaning of Mina? Mina means the dripping of the blood. And then you got Masjidul Khayf there, that where they're going to read the Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and the Fajr tomorrow morning. They don't read Jummah there. That they follow the Hanbali school and they all just read two rakats for all salahs beside Maghrib. Obviously they read three rakats. And thereafter, remember Majidul Khayf, 70 Anbiya, prophets and messengers, alayhimu salat wa salam, perform salat there. And what is the meaning of Khayf, Majidul Khayf? From there the water rose and it emerged and so forth. So tomorrow they will go to Arafat, inshaAllah. So Thursday, Yom Tarwiyah. You see, this is water. So now you drink it, you quench your thirst. So Tarwiyah in those days meant that they had their camels and means of conveyance. They would give them enough water, food, all that for the next 4, 5, 6 days. And then they had no problem. Nowadays, you give it the modern translation. So all the 27,000 buses moving from here to there, and the trains and whatever else in the Masha'ir, they got trains from Makkah to Mina, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, back to Makkah. So anyway, they prepare all that. So whatever is required for the buses, the petrol and oil and diesel and what have you. So that is Yawm Tarwiyah. Next day is Yawm Arafah. That is the pinnacle of Hajj. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Hajj Arafah, that the greatest aspect of Hajj is Arafat. To be there in Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah in the state of Ihram, and you are there in the afternoon. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah writes, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكِ, that this hadith here is the very foundation, is the essence of Hajj. And then on the 10th is Yawm al-Nahar, وَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنَحَرْ, so that is to sacrifice and slaughter. And then the 11th is Yawm al-Qarr, وَفَرَاهُ. That's different thing. Our South Africans and majority Hujjaj, they don't make qar, they make fur. Fur means to run away. You see our South Africans, majority I'm speaking about. What experience now, we should go with groups. Today, the first day, which is Sunnah, 90% of them will be there. But they're coming in as observers and inspectors to see Andu came lage, like, you know, how's everything? When you go visit the bathroom, okay, we were telling you, don't worry, listeners, I'm still alive, I didn't pass away, you know. Maybe you think this Mota also passed away, our Mahdumma's father passed away, Allah gave Jannatul Firdaus. Our brother Ibrahim, they passed away, you know. They, Ibrahim Khan, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. Our sister Zahra is actually Zahra. So Bruat, you understand, from Yudnik passed away. So Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. So sometime when we go silent on the radio, the ladies think this Mota is gone also, you know. So one takala ila rahmatillah, you see. That this Mota also. So they were just adjusting the mics, you know. They put so many mics there and all that. So anyway, I was telling you that on the 8th Yom Tarwiyah, the 9th Yom Arafah, the 10th Yom Nahar, the 11th Yom Al-Faqr, Yom Al-Qar, to stay, you must stay in Mina. But 70-80% South Africans, Europeans, they all run away. Instead of Qar, they make Fur, they run away. So where they go stay in Azizia. They go and stay in Makkah if they got hotel room there and so forth. So the first day today, so they're checking around, the inspectors and observers. So our women, what they do, they go and they stand from far, you know. I to mu gojuche, you understand? I to im lage, and this one. So this is not a good sign. Remember this. From day one, you're already becoming a very negative person. And Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Whosoever shows respect, reverence to the landmark symbols of Allah Jalla Wala, that is a sign that you have taqwa in your heart. Therefore, when we used to take the groups and so forth, I used to tell them, don't make intention of 5-day hajj, make intention of 6-day hajj. Most people come for hajj once in a lifetime, fulfill your duty with beauty. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed hajj once after it became compulsory and made 6-day hajj. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ You pelted on the 11th, 12th and you went away. So permissible, that's fatwa. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ Who stays the 13th of Zulhijjah فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى So that's a sign of taqwa and true piety. So our family members are there. We should go and motivate them. Even now, we got all the social media. You youngsters, instead of your emails flying to the females and all that, so send to them emails and all that and tell them, why? That Azizia is full, Makkah is full. Stay there where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed. And that's the sign of taqwa, you see. So you'll see now, today they're there in Mina, but when they're supposed to come back, 90%, 80% are missing. So we must understand the names of the days. So Yomul Qarr, so that is the 11th, to stay in Mina. And then on the 12th, Yomul Nafar, that you can go now after you have pelted and so forth. And Yomul Nafar il-Awwal, the first day of departure. And the 13th will be Yomul Nafar Isani, the second day of departure. So Allah give tawfiq to our brothers, sisters, family members who are there, that inshallah, that they perform hajj as it ought to be performed, not just going through the motions and so forth. You see, we read Isha Salat. If we ask ourselves, what Maulana read Isha time? 80%, we don't know. Why? We say, no, he read very long surah, difficult surah, we don't know. But even in the second rakat what he read, we know it was surah, watini, was zaytun. If you ask most of us, we forgot. Why? We're thinking about the second wife or the second shop or something else, you know. So we need to be a bit more dedicated, focused and so forth. See the beauty, the glory of the Quran Sharif. Surah 89, verses 1, 2 and 3. Any verse of the Quran Sharif you take, you must remember it is ayah, a symbol and a sign of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran. So each one of it, remember, is what? A sign of Almighty Allah. A symbol of Almighty Allah. Wal Fajri, Allah Jalla Wala taking an oath on Fajr. Our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah, he comes from Halab, from Aleppo, Syria. 50 years plus he was in Makkah Mukarramah. He passed away 3-4 years ago. He's buried in Istanbul. When we used to go to Makkah, we used to sit by him. Sometimes we go home, sometimes to the Darul Uloom, the Jamia. And he would be teaching. And he writes in his tafsir and commentary, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَعْنٍ. Verily Allah Jalla Wala takes an oath on something that's very important and significant. So therefore, each one of us should understand this, that every qasam oath which Allah took is of great importance and significance. وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ. And these 10 nights here. So remember, we know, we heard from the respected ulama, siyamuha ka siyami sanatin, that if you keep fast now, so mashallah, you receive the reward of fasting for 1 year. The hadith in Tirmidhi Ibn Majah. Wa qiyamuha ka qiyami laylatil qadri. We're sitting here in the masjid. It's like making ibadat on the night of majesty, on the night of destiny, on laylatul qadr. So what great rewards there are. And remember, وَلَيَالٍ أَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. So what is the meaning of وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ? So you take the even numbers and the odd numbers. So the even numbers will be 8 and 10. So يَوْمُ النَّحَرْ is 10, and يَوْمُ التَّرْوِيَةِ is 8. So Allah is taking a qasam that these are your significant days, the 8th and the 10th, the even ones. And the odd one, that is Yawm Arafah, that is the 9th. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. So وَالْوَتْرِ refers to the day of Arafah. So see, this is the pinnacle and this is the essence of Hajj. So tomorrow, inshaAllah, the Hujjaj will follow Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching. The Master alayhi salatu salam, after Fajr tomorrow now, the takbir will start there. By us it will start inshaAllah on Sunday morning. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Anything you want to study in Islam, your first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif. We finished the month of Ramadan, okay? And then we're going to celebrate Eid, Eidul Fitr. Just before that, what Allah says, Surah 2 verse 185, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. O Muslim, O Sa'im, O fasting person, that your Ramadan is finished now. So glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And you're going out for Eidul Fitr to your Eidgah, to your Musalla, to your Masjid. Is a day of thanksgiving, of shukr and gratitude to Almighty Allah. So Allah joined Eidul Fitr to Siyam, to our fasting. Go to chapter 22, Surah Hajj and verse 37. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah Jalla Wala took these camels and cows so big in size and subjugated it, made it subservient for you, O Muslim, O masterpiece, so that you can sacrifice it. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Glorify the name of Almighty Allah. For Eidul Adha is ijma and consensus. We should say the takbir loudly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. MashaAllah, Maulana mentioned we came from Harrisburg now. So we didn't see that. But MashaAllah, if you got takbir written, they're very good as a reminder to the passing by the traffic and so forth. Excellent. If you study Bukhari Sharif, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, they used to go in the aswaq, in the marketplaces and so forth, and read loudly, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. See what Allah says immediately after that. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Glad tidings to those people on the occasion of Eidul Adha, that you're making ihsan. When you sacrifice the animal, then your knife must be sharp. And not in front of other animals. And no stunning of the animal. The Muslim must always do ihsan. Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay'in. Fa'idha dhabahtum fa'ahsinu. So when you slaughter also, do ihsan. Fulfill your duty with beauty. See brothers, Eidul Fitr connected to Ramadan and Siyam and fasting. And Eidul Adha connected to Arafat and Hajj. So Almighty Allah is showing us the importance of it. So wal-fajri, wal-layalin ashr, wal-shaf'i, wal-watri. It's all these days which we're going to experience now. So we should understand the importance of it.
Come to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hajj, hajjatul wida. So the master alayhi salatu salam arrives there in the morning in Arafat, just on the outskirts. Now here, my brothers, I need everybody's attention. Some of you perform hajj, but you never been to Masjid Namira. Masjid Namira is a big masjid. There it can accommodate plus minus 100,000 people. So we read Salat there on several occasions before all these agents and Mu'assasa and all these stories. So we used to perform hajj. Nobody asked you anything. So I used to take my wife, mashallah, and we used to go inside Masjid Namira. So but no food. So we just take water and we just take, you know, 5 liters, 2 liters, whatever. And because you need to have some water and others you get dehydrated. Masjid Namira is this masjid, okay? So you must remember, why is it called Namira? Namira in Arabic will refer to a leopard, to a tiger. So you know the leopard, tiger, you know, literally in the lexicon. So it got stripes and all these things and all that. So Namira means that they, at that time, in before Islam also, from hajj is performed from Adam alayhi salam's time, ma min nabiyin illa wa qad hajja, every nabi made hajj. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, so if you look at the pebbles and the stones in that area were two colored, you know, contrasting colors. So therefore people called it Namira, you see. So that's how the name came, Masjid Namira. When you enter the masjid from the one side, right on the other side, they got big, big boards there in 40, 50 languages. That this front portion here, the first 10 serfs. You see here, this first 10 serfs, this is the mihrab where the imam will stand. So tomorrow, Sheikh Mahir Mu'ayqili will be there. He will deliver the khutbah and then he will lead the salat in Masjid Namira. So the first 10 serfs, for example, 10 first, you know, the first 10, first 11 serfs is not part of Arafat. It's not part of Arafat. So therefore they got all those boards there. So you must know how Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the hajj. So he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deliberately, because he was, he is, he always will be the only exclusive rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah 21 verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasul Allah, or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy, not only to humanity, but to the entire universe and creation. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deliberately did this. The Ummah wants to read Zuhr and Asr together. But you get so many people who get lost. You get so many people who don't know where to go. Nowadays we got all the big, big boards and so forth, and still people get lost. 1992, there were 4 million people. I was there with Allah said. We only entered Arafat 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's the biggest crowd ever. So you must understand. So there are a lot of issues. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam combined the Zuhr and Asr on that Friday in Arafat, but did not read, understand this brothers and sisters, did not perform the Zuhr Asr within the hudud, within the boundary of Arafat. Performed it in Batna Urana, which is just outside Arafat. The Sahaba were inside Arafat, but some of them were outside, to show that if you read the Zuhr Asr inside Arafat, very good. You read outside Arafat, also very good, no problem. But the wukuf, when you go inside now to make your dua, that must be within the boundary of Arafat. So you got the sequence of events. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first came, then to Arafat, delivered the khutbah, read the salat, everything outside Arafat. Therefore that masjid is built like that to highlight and teach the ummah. It's very, you know, astonishing, one should say. 90% of the hujjaj, even those who are there, don't know about this. But Allah's fazl, we used to go and, you know, in that first 5 serfs, 4 serfs, it's all the prime ministers, presidents, ambassadors, diplomats. Even now, how many president, prime ministers are there and so forth. Then ordinary mortals like us, we're at the back. But sometimes we used to just gap in, you know. In front, they got it cordoned off. But when there's gaps, then they tell you, hey, taqaddam, taqaddam, come on, get inside. So sometimes we used to gap in there and so forth. So you see everything properly. and then at the back. So what we used to do, that obviously the women are right at the back, then, you know, upstairs and wherever you. So we are inside the masjid. So when the salat is finished, everything, people just run away. So we just sit still after 15, 20 minutes. Then from in front, you just go at the back. And mashallah, now you are in Arafat. You got air conditioned. You got your water. You got your wife also. You can't touch her now. So you know that just now you start getting busy. You can't do all that kind of thing. So fala rafatha wala fusuqa. I say you can hold your wife's hand. Not for romantic reasons, for security reasons. Remember that. You can't be holding her hand tight, you know. One more time, you have two wives, you know. So that, where's the Rehan? You ran away. So anyway, so now he asked me one question. Anyway, leave him. So we must remember that a person had two wives, my one friend. So I asked him, how are you managing the double wicket? Everything is all right. He said, no, you see, when you have two wives, you must be a diplomat. You see? I say, what you mean? Say, when you go shopping, I walk in the center, one wife on my right, one on the left. So I whisper in the hand, yes, I tell her, when I press your hand more, you must know I love you more. Then he tells the other wife like that. So you see, I press both their hands together, you see. So they both think that I love them more. You see, so they got so happy, they started putting more sugar in my tea. And after 1 month, 6 months, I got diabetes. You understand? So you must. So all you brothers who got two or three wives, so you better think properly, you understood? So you must remember this thing. So anyway, that now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then after that went to where the Jabalur Rahma is, and you see the pillar in that area. The Master alayhi salatu salam with the Naqa, the she camel, made dua for 5 hours approximately for this ummah. So need to understand what is happening there in Arafat. So my advice to all of you, you must remember, will be. My advice to all of you will be that you should read and tell your family members, men, women, everybody, that read and combine the Zohar and Asr, and that is our fatwa for years now. The Shafi'i say so, the Maliki say so, the Hanbali say so. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad say so. So you're not going against the Hanafi school. Only Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah states that in Masjid Namira you combine, and in the Mukhayyamat, in tents and camps, you read separate, but you don't have to pass the fatwa on that. You pass the fatwa on Sahibain's verdict, and then you know you have the unity, mashallah. So remember, that is what we used to always do, and we promote that as well. And we tell everybody should do that. So why should you do that? Allah Himself wants the day of Arafat. Allah changed the salat time for you to beg and beseech Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So I give you example how you should tell your family members, tomorrow, mashallah, they'll be going to Arafat. Number one, tonight, tomorrow morning, read as much Quran Sharif as possible. You see. So when you read, what you're going to do? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik abundantly. And then Quran Sharif as much as possible. Then your last 10 surahs or so, you leave that. And when you have reached that, now Zuhur time comes, Asr time comes, you know that now, today was Jumu'ah, so I translated the khutbah there from Marisburg. So 12:21, 12:22, Jeddah time, Makkah time, Azan goes. So you tell your family members, tomorrow 12:30, you'll give Azan whatever, and you join your Zuhur and Asr and finish. After that, they'll give them meals and what have you. Then from 1 o'clock onwards, 1:30, right till Maghrib time, you got begging, begging, begging. So what must you do? So first thing you do is, you complete your Quran Sharif in Maidan-e-Arafat. In the plains of Arafat, you complete your Quran Sharif. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah writes in Kitabul Azkar, whenever you complete the Quran Sharif, so what will happen? Minimum 4,000 angels will come and say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Story time, you like stories. You see, it's only Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's rahmah. It was a Saturday, first of Sha'ban, and I met Maulana Yunus Patel day in Medina, and it was 2011, and I told him, now Majaro, I'm going. But I didn't tell him really why I'm going, you see. So Friday night now, this time we are. So they invited me to go inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, you know. But till Friday night I don't have anything, you know. So now I'm wondering. Then after Maghrib, I saw my phone, I saw 5-6 missed calls. So I realized something happened. So I phoned that number. So they, you know, the Saudis, they got their own style. So they'll make you feel guilty. Aina anta ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir? Where are you? I said, I'm in the Haram, where I'll be? So your mother, I said, Taal, come here. They'll make you like, you know, where you must sing, you must be here. But where must we go? We don't know. So anyway, he said, come here. So I went. Then he spoke that Sheikh right till Isha time, almost. So about 5-10 minutes were left, he told me make dua. So I made dua and I was crying, Ya Allah, I came here. He's got the boarding pass, you know, you call it like in gold, it is very beautiful, immaculate condition. In the front side, they write your name, your passport number, nationality, all these things there. At the back, they write what you have, what you can do, what you can't do. So at the back is written, you must remember, Khamsa daqa'iq faqat, that only 5 minutes when you go inside the Kaaba. I looked at that, I said, how can it be? This is one time in a lifetime and you go 5 minutes? No. So I think he realized it also, and Allah's fazl comes always. So he said, Shaykh, you see that inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, there are police. So if you're going to read 2 rakat salat, and then what will happen? You make dua like this, then the police will say, Haji Yari, Harrik, Haji Yari, Harrik, Harrik, move it up, move it up. So one thing he did, and he did me a favor, he said, you make Allahu Akbar, and when you go into sujood, make all your du'as, 5, 10, 15 minutes, nobody will trouble you. Long, long sajda. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى حَدِيثٍ in Muslim Sharif. The nearest you come to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, O Muslim, O Haji, is when you are in sujood. And beg Almighty Allah in that posture and position. If it's in salat, must be in Arabic, Quranic dua, hadith dua. Out of salat, in any language. You see. So he told me that. So I said, Alhamdulillah. So I completed the Quran till Alam Tara, you see. And then he gave me that. Now he will tell you another thing, I'll come back to this. I'm going to make all of you all Maimans. Me, I'm a Maimans, you know, no? I speak Maimans language. I'm going to make all of you all Maimans now. You will become Maimans. Huh? He said no. But now just now you say yes. So read the dua with me. You must read loud, no? Yeah. Otherwise the dua won't be kabul. You must read loud. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Hey, Rehan, you read the dua. You memon or what? So read. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, our book of deeds, our boarding pass, give us in our right hand. Surah number 90, verse number 18. Ulaika ashabul maimana. Maimana don't mean you will speak maiman. Maimana means you will get your boarding pass. You will get your book of deeds in your right hand. Once you got your book of deeds in the right hand, next stop is inside Jannatul Firdaus. You will become maiman. Who don't want to become maiman? Pick up your hand. So everybody, but they can maiman kari kari asi. We made all of your maiman now. So ulaika ashabul maimana. It don't mean to speak maiman, it means to get the book of deeds in there, you see. So that time when we went inside, you'll know you'll stay here, camped down and all this. You'll have the sardine rush. So the person who's in charge of the keys of the Baytullah, so his title is sardine, seen, alif, dal, noon. The person who gives zamzam, so remember, is siqaya. The person who gives food, Hashim, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, father Abdullah, grandfather Abdul Muttalib, great-grandfather Hashim. Your name is Hashim. What does Hashim mean? Hashim means, remember, the one who makes the bread and the rolls. So Hashim is buried in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Ghazza al-Mubarakah in the year 150. So remember that. So Hashim, that was his portfolio. To give the Hujjaj free food, free bread and all. So free water, zamzam, siqaya. Free bread, free food, he had rifada. The person in charge of the Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah's key, sidana. He was called Sa'din, seen alif dal noon. So when you enter the Baytullah, so the sardin is sitting there. Lo and behold, 2011, when we went inside first of Shaaban, his name also was Abdul Qadir. And he was Rajulun Mateen, you know, double my size. So, but inside there, there's 3 pillars and the head like a big chair. I don't know if the chair was for him or what, because if you had to sit like this, the chair will break, that's for sure. Understood? So you must remember this. So I said, I'll meet him afterwards. Let me get placed, like you say. So why I'm telling you this is for a reason also. So when I just get in there, so you should know the walls of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the one between Hajar-e Aswad and the Rukn-e Yamani is the southern side. Where the Hajar-e Ismail, Hatim is northern side. And where the golden door is the eastern side and the other one is western side. So you enter through the eastern side. You just look inside, we found place there, just next to the door. So Allahu Akbar. So I remember Sheikh's words, you see. So I read from Alam Tara Tal Tabbat Yada or somewhere, Ruku, long sajda. And then from Kul Huwallah downwards, long sajda. So that salah took 15 minutes. You see. When I just did salam, then I saw, yeah, the northern wall, there's a gap there. You see how you inside the Kaaba, fi jo fil Kaaba, so you face one another inside. I make sajda here, you make sajda here, he makes sajda here. Any side you can make salat, all directions. It's the only place in the world. So, and it's packed to capacity. Therefore, they got the police there. So the intention was, I used to cry, Ya Allah, I want to make Khatmul Quran, fi jawfil Kaaba, inside the Kaaba Musharrafah. Oh, Hujjaj Baytillah, you don't know when you will go back to Arafat. So tomorrow, all your family members, tell them, make Khatmul Quran, they in Arafat. And thereafter, you start the dua. What you think will happen? 100% inshallah, the duas will be accepted. So while I was in sajda, then I thought of my asatiza, my beloved teachers, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, by who I became Hafiz, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, one of our first teachers, 50 years ago we studied by him, 1974, he just became a teacher there in Karachi and we were the students there. So 50 years ta'alluq and connect with Allah, with Hazrat, alhamdulillah, he's gone to Pakistan now, Allah bring him back with siha, afia. And then I remembered Mohan Yunus Patel, you know. So, long story cut short, so after everything finished and all that, 25 minutes we were inside and so, I wanted to go to the third wall. Then the police, he caught me just by my hand. Aji, 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 outside. You see, you had enough now. So, you mustn't worry about them. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. I'm not going nowadays, but we still make dua. Ya Allah, you took us to two walls, still two walls are left. Not left. Huh? What you say? It's left, isn't it? So you must ask Allah. So why you do? Allah, those youngsters who brought me down, they told me we'll never make it to Kempen down for Jamaat. I say, you step on the gas, man, I'm making zikr here. What you worried about the police? Media kullu malo police. South Africa, what is there? South Africa now is kullu halal, you know how it is. Zonke lungile, you understand? So you can go red robot, green robot, this is everything lungile. Say fundis, say lungile, go, you understand? So you must remember, what you worry about that? So alhamdulillah, we made it here for salat and so forth. So my brothers, now you are there in Arafat. It's the greatest day in your life. Think of these three, four things I want to tell you. So number one is this. We are sinners head to toe. No one can argue that point, right? Now think for a moment from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Go open, you understand, Sahih ibn Khuzayma, and go open other ahadith, kitab and so forth. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam from Hind, from India, he used to perform. India, don't mean your India now. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, all that together, that whole portion is called Hind. So from there he used to come, Mashiyan, and he used to perform Hajj. Walking he used to come. So from Nabi Adam alayhi salam right to Nabi Isa alayhi salam and then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every Nabi came to Arafat. So subhanallah, Allah invited us. We are Duyufur Rahman and Allah invited us. What a muqaddas place. You'll all like BMW. Hey Rehan, what means BMW? Be my wife. You're so small and you think you have wife the whole time. So say, this is my nephew, my niece's son, you see. So he knows, he learned all my tricks, you see. He'll take over the radio station, I think. So you must remember. But you can't read like how you read now, we cut you. No mistakes, no? Yeah. So you must remember, be my wife. So you youngsters, you'll know BMW, M3 and all that. So Makkah, haram. Mina, haram. Muzdalifah, haram. That constitutes the haram. Arafat is out of the haram. The Quraysh, they were very proud and arrogant. They used to tell the people of Yemen, Syria, other countries, you all go, we can't come. Nahnu sukkanul haram, we stay here. Allah say you don't go Arafat and out of the Haram, your Hajj is not valid. Allah say you don't go to Arafat, your Hajj is not valid. ثُمَّ أَفِيدُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَادَ النَّاسِ. You must go to Arafat, out of the Haram. Makkah. Makkah is what? Makkah is to break us and crush us. We millionaire, billionaire, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Trustee, Maulana, Mufti Sahib, Qazi Sahib, Qari Sahib. It means nothing. We are Mr. Somebody, there we go, we Mr. Nobody. So think about it, every Nabi came and they went to Arafat. So one dalil. Second dalil, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Du'a'i wa du'a'ul anbiya min qabli. My dua and the dua of the anbiya, prophets and messengers before me, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Today is so easy, you all got WhatsApp, you all got computers, you got laptop. They'll send a message to your family members there, my brother, my sister, nephew, niece. This is your job tomorrow in Arafat. Read abundant labbaik, read abundantly the kalima, la ilaha illallah, fourth kalima. And finish your Quran Sharif and go and make dua. Not only dua for you and the family, dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah, dua for Sudan, 9 million people displaced, dua for Syria, 14 million people displaced. Did we ever make dua for these people? وَجَعَلَكُمْ muluka, you stay like kings here in South Africa. And we just complain day and night, what is our life? Kana, pina, sona, bahana, we just eat, drink and sleep the whole time and we say, brothers, there's more to life than that. The ummah is suffering and bleeding. So at least you, Hujjaj Baytillah, you should be crying, begging there on the Maidan of Arafat and plains of Arafat. So now my brothers, that, so I contacted Mohana Yunus Patel. He was still in Medina. I told him, Hazrat, he's not my teacher, but I have to respect him like my teacher. So I told him, Hazrat, that Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, banda went inside the Kaaba and aapka naam, you know, naam-e-naami aa gaya. The way Hazrat cried and cried, his murids were all there, they're wondering what's happening, you see. So then he told them what happened and so forth. So you, why I relate the story many a time that we think that things are impossible. But Allah, there's no such thing as impossible. Allah se mangna hai aur Allah se manwana hai. We must beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, we begging you. Ya Allah, in your khazana there is no kami, in your treasure nothing is there unlimited, is there limited. Everything is unlimited, everything is infinite. So ask Allah Almighty Allah. See brothers, these are not stories from my thumb. I'm giving you what I saw with my own eyes. I saw our South Africans in Arafat after half an hour, 1 hour, because sometimes I walk around just to see if anybody needs anything, you know. You know, I have to be the leader and whatever. So I saw our South Africans, I mean, the masjid brothers, what benefit is there if I don't tell you the truth? So I saw our South Africans, I don't say all now, some of them, they said, we finished make dua. So I asked them, what you guys doing? They say, we're playing cards. Playing cards in Arafat in the state of Ihram. You see, when you don't go, you're not mentally prepared, you're not physically prepared, you're not spiritually prepared, then you kill time like this, my brothers. I saw people, another thing, I'm giving you all these tips based on my experience. Tell all your brothers, sisters, whoever are there in Mina, nobody should walk. Nobody should walk. From me, especially your first timers. If you've been there second, third, fifth time, it's different. But first timers, you shouldn't walk. From Mina to walk to Arafat, minimum is 3 hour walk. And sun, the heat is 48, 49 degrees sometimes. We're not used to that heat. Now when they come, they tired, exhausted. When they reach there, then they want to have breakfast, they want to eat this. So when you go with a bus, you're there 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you relax everything. And then you take water, mashallah, all the men, you remove your upper garment, only for men now, not women now. So you remove your upper garment and then you have a shower and all that. Today they got nice facilities there, so mashallah, so it's all fine. And then you prepared now, you zohar asr and then you carry on. So now these brothers who are walking for 3-4 hours and they're not used to walking, we want to go here just nearby, we use car and vehicles. So now in afternoon come for dua, they are fast asleep. So what good was that walking? I'm asking you. You see? This I'm telling you from experience. It's your hajj. I'm just here to guide you and give you advices. Remember that. So I would not encourage any person, especially first timers, to walk. You ladies, what dua are you going to make? You, my sisters, there are thousands of sisters listening on Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba. You see, it was 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, around that time, Chash time, Salatul Duha time. So, one lady came to me in Arafat. We're all in Ihram. She says, I want to ask you a question. I said, ask, no problem, whatever you got, ask. She said that now when wukuf time starts in the afternoon, I want to make this dua. My mother-in-law must die quickly. Ke dohi amre chhi jai, you see. Ke buddhi amre. No. So I told her, man, we are here in Arafat. Doesn't it behove you that you say, Ya Wadood, Ya Wadood, Ya Wadood. Ya Allah, that me, you and your mother-in-law, you're not agreeing. So say, Ya Allah, Allah ma'allif bayna qulubina. Allah ma'aslih dhata bainina. Bring the mahabba, the mawadda, the ulfa, the understanding. How you can make dua like this and so forth. What she did, I don't know. But that was the advice I gave her. The lesson I want to share with you, sometimes our people go right inside Maidan-e-Arafat, and the du'as they make leaves a lot to be desired, you must remember that. So you have to make du'a for yourself, you have to make du'a for your family, you have to make du'a for the ummah, these youngsters who read Arabic, you didn't understand much and so forth. So I told Maulana, get some students, so mashallah, they wanted to show you how much Arabic they know and what have you. So one sentence I'll just give you, they read. They spoke of shafa'ah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's sahih hadith in Tirmidhi. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of the Master alayhi salatu salam on the day of Qiyamah. So how many of us really beg Almighty Allah for that? We saw this country, we saw that continent, we saw this city. How many cities we saw, countries we saw? We tired of it, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka ladzatan nadhar ila wajhikal kareem. We want to see you, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. It's sahih hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So these type of du'as we should have. They ask Imam Hassan al-Basri, the sage of the age, O Hassan, you are the Imam. How do I know my hajj is accepted or rejected? He said, al-raghba ila al-akhirah. When your inclination towards the year after increases and you detach yourself from the glitter and glamour of this world, then know that your du'as and your hajj is accepted. But when we come back from hajj, sometimes I see the hajjis, you know. They came with two bags, and when you're checking out now, you're coming with the airport, they say, what du'a must we read to go through customs, you see. Now we say with four bags and five bags. They went with two, but came back with four. Is the love for dunya increasing or is decreasing? What do you think? You know the answer. Then they say that, so one student of mine, even now when I meet him, I say, but I saw one karamat of yours, you know. Karamat meaning inverted commas. You know there at the airport in Jeddah, and there's a lot of funny things happen. Now he didn't see me, I'm tall, I can see there what's happening. So he went to that guy there. You see, one is the Arab guys, they're busy. And the guys putting the bags are the Pakistani guys, India guys. So he went there, he put 100 riyals in that guy's pocket, the India guy. So that guy put the bag, not on the scale, it flew over the scale. So I told him, but Hafizab, I really saw a karamat, you know. He said, what you saw? I say, I saw bags flying, man. You understand? They never even touched the scale, man. And we all made hajj. What you say of that karamat, you see? So he realized that I saw what he did, you know. But what can we tell them? Now everything, I say, bring me tawbah. So you see, brothers, that is the sign of hajj. That is maqbool and mabrur. So we are in Arafat now. Tomorrow, O Hujjaj, I'm addressing you and the families are here, so they will relate to you. So what must you do? When the ulama will tell you 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever time, your time, that they're making ijtima'i dua. So this Maulana, this Mufti sahab, this Qari sahab, whoever. So remember, they make dua. So participate, you got no problem in that. But what I want to tell you is this. This is a huge mistake we are making. 99% you don't understand the real intricacies of the Hajj and so forth, you understood. So the agents will tell you that half an hour, 1 hour before sunset, everybody get in the bus. So they'll tell the Mawlana, before sunset, because Maghrib Isha, you're going to read the Muzdalifah. 1 hour before sunset, you must finish your dua. So, okay, but what are we going to do? You say, everybody must get in the bus. Why they want everybody in the bus? Is 2 million people going to leave Arafat and go to Muzdalifah at one time. Sunset takes place, everybody can move. But now it doesn't happen like that, because the royal family have to go, then the prime ministers have to go, the presidents have to go, all this, you understand, they're the special guests, they call them, they go. Then we ordinary mortals, but you don't know when the gap will open. Sometimes it opens after half an hour. Sometimes you can wait in a bus for 2-3 hours. So Muslim. Now that portion, after Arafat, you're going to Muzdalifah, I will recommend all of you to walk, if you can walk. Like we had to go with the bus. We can't leave the old hajis. People can't walk and so. It's not fair. So I had to sit with them and get. So now that last half an hour, you're in the bus. Tell your hajis who are there. Now they start laughing and they say, Bo Haru to you, what a nice Arafat we had. And that's not the spirit. That's the time I made Hajj with Haji Bhai Padia, Rahimahullah, Bhai Murta, we used to call him. He passed away in 98. That last few minutes, 5, 10, 15 minutes, the way Haji Bhai used to cry, Ya Allah, Ya Haziri ko kabool farma dijiye. Ya Allah, bar bar Haziri naseeb farma dijiye. But we're not even crying, and we already celebrating like we got a certificate, our Hajj is accepted. That's very bad. Oh, Hujjaj Baytillah, tomorrow, when you are in Arafat, and the sun goes down, you must remember this, that you, oh Haji, oh Hujjaj, you must leave Arafat. To go to Muzdalifah was a positive frame of mind. My Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah has accepted my Arafat. If you leave with a negative frame of mind, it's very bad sign then. It's the greatest day in our Islamic calendar. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, and them were asked. These are giants of Islam. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Kashmiri, rahimahullah, was asked. His son came to our Darul Newcastle. So I used to take him around Mona Anzar Shah. So I asked him, Hazrat Walid Majid sahab, kya farmate the about Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah? So what your father used to say, Allah Kashmiri passed away in 1933. So he said that Walid sahab to bahut maddah the. He used to praise Ibn Taymiyyah so much. He said, jab main dekhta hu Ibn Taymiyyah ko itne unche hai, ki meri topi gir jati hai. Allah Kashmiri used to say, your students learning. You speak Urdu, your students, they learn Urdu. Mafi Urdu. Urdu mafi? Shwaya. Better I teach you Maiman, I think. So you must remember. So he said that Allah Kashmiri used to say, I look up so high, and then my topi will fall down my head, because I think he's so high, Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam. You see? So we must understand, these are the giants. So Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, was asked, which are the best days? The last 10 days of Ramadan or the first 10 days and all that of Zilhijjah? See the tawfiq that tatbiq he made, how he reconciled. He said the days are better of Zilhijjah because you got Arafat. And the nights of the last 10 nights are better because you got Laylatul Qadr. What a beautiful tatbiq he made and so forth and tawfiq between that. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, when you get famous, you have lot of detractors, lot of people all object, so you know. So they put him in jail, Ibn Taymiyyah. So now the same people who put him in jail, after 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they come visit him. You know, now they want to play like America and all that. Play the good guy, good cop, bad cop, you see. So they came, they asked him how things there. See the ayat he read. When I visit, I used to go a lot overseas. People say, Junubi Africa. Oh, that is Asimatul Jaraim, the capital of all crimes, the mother of all crimes. You know the media, they play it like that. So I said, it's true, there's a lot of crime, but we have such ulama, such hufa, such darulum, such istimas. You got 2 istimas coming here. In your August, you got Istima in Dalum, Newcastle, then you got Istima here in October. October. So see, you got October, yeah, mashallah, you got Istima here. So whether you go there, go both, alhamdulillah. So I tell them, you must remember, what's happening in South Africa is not happening in any Muslim country. Show me one Muslim country which will allow all these radio stations. First check their lockup is me. What you think? They'll allow you to speak like that. Now one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You say that is against the jutlas, they lock me up. That is our Muslim countries, Arab countries today. Understand the real politics going on. I don't belong to any party, I'm just giving an example. So my brothers, when you are there in Hajj, so cry to Allah. So Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah was asked, how's things here in jail? See the answer he gave. He said, Batinuhu fihi rahma wa zahiruhu min qibalihi al-adab. Where you standing, you will think I'm in adab. But where I am, inside, Allah's mercy is enveloping me. Oh people of South Africa, believe you me, I've traveled so many countries, continents and places. You will never get another, I'm not speaking of thawab and reward. I'm speaking about practicing on your Islam. You will never get another country in the world like South Africa. So use this opportunity to take the deen of Islam to the masses. How many people did you teach Islam here in Camperdown, in Pietermaritzburg, in all these Hawick and all these neighboring places? We just make Tenga Mama, Tenga Gari, Tenga 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 all. I'm not saying don't do that, but the real mission should be we have the best, so share it with the rest. Is that not our duty? It is the battle of Khaybar, it's the month of Muharram, and it's the 70th of the Hijrah. Sahaba are here, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. The Master alayhi salam said, La'utiyanna raya, I'm giving this banner and flag tomorrow. To that person, may yuhibbuhu Allahu wa rasulu, wa yuhibbu Allahu wa rasula, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. He loves Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Sayyidina Umar also used to say, how I wish I can be the person. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Ali. Aina Ali. So Sayyidina Ali was sick that day, his eyes were paining. The Master alayhi salam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak. And then Sayyidina Ali became Fatiha Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. So what happens? Then the Master alayhi salam said, before the battle, Ya Ali, la'ay yahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahida, khairul laka min humri na'am. That if one person embraces Islam because you made some effort, it's better for you than all the red camels. Translation nowadays, all these vehicles of ours outside, our Mercs and our Bentleys and our Cadillacs and Rolls Royce and whatever you can, Porsche and whatever, is better than all that. Make one person a Muslim. So brothers, take this from here. During Hajjatul Wida, right in Arafat, didn't the Master alayhi salam say, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ شَاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Those of you present that go and convey this message to those who are absent. So take the lessons from there. We can't just be having the final khutbah, farewell khutbah in our lounges and so forth and just admire it. No. We have to implement it and put it in less in our life also. Next message, remember, is this, our women, our females and so forth. So many complaints we get. If you study the Hajjatul Wida, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the rights of our wives, our women folk and so forth. Quran Sharif teaches us, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. So today the people ask me in Q&A, you know. So tomorrow morning again, we'll have 5:15, inshallah, till 6 o'clock. So inshallah, Al-Aziz. So the person say, must I make qurbani for my wife? You see the question? Must I make qurbani for my wife? So what I give answer? I say, bhai, how much qurbani your wife made for you? When you married her, you got married in Johannesburg, you got married in Durban, you got married in Cape Town, here, there, and so forth. She left the place of her birth. She left the parents. She left the siblings. She left everything she's accustomed to spend the remainder of her life with you, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. So is that not a big qurbani sacrifice she made? So what's a big deal if you had to just spend 2,000-3,000 rand on her? She's the mother of your children. She brought so much joy to you. And now you want to still make istikhara of the qurban. Say, no, I'm thinking about it. You understand? Fine. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a big heart. Spend on your wife, remember that. So you make qurbani for your wife. See, even now they don't convert. Only 4 or 5 said yes. The rest said no. Myself, I'll make qurbani, yeah. I'll buy the girl, sheep, whatever, 2,000-3,000. My wife's one, I'll send overseas 300 rand. Understood? 400 rand, 500 rand, you see. So I can make little bit shortcut also, you know. Don't do all the same. Tomorrow, one day is Eid, yeah. So what we must do, some ulama wrote this hadith, not hadith, in Ahsanul Fatawa, they got a wonderful academic discussion. Samminu dhahayakum. Innaha matayakum. Remember, your qurbani animal must be nice and healthy. That will be your means of conveyance over the sirat straight into Jannah. Now you go buy a goat or a sheep or a cow or a camel or what is half in sakarat and so forth. So what will happen? It will fall down, or either you fall down or both fall down, Allah forbid. And then no hitchhiking allowed there. You're not in Camperdown Highway and all that. So brothers, when we spend in the path of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, so always remember, spend the best, remember that. Last point for all of us now, and our hujjaj, we're ending off now. So you must remember is this, the greatest dua we must make is this. Surah 12, verse number 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me pass away with iman, let me pass away with Islam, and unite me with the pious people. That is the greatest success. See the awliyaullah, the salaf salih, how they passed away. Some passed away in sujood, some passed away in umrah, some passed away in hajj, some passed away in Arafat, and so forth. Go study Tawus bin Kaysan. We don't even heard these names. Abdullah bin Abbas is Ra'isul Mufassirin. He was the greatest commentator. Young person he was. Bukhari's riwayat, when he performed hajj, lam yahtalim. Before that, Nabi alayhi salatu salam took him in his arms mubarak, embraced him and made dua for him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil wa faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, teach him the interpretation of the Quran Sharif. He became Bahrul Ulum, Ra'isul Mufassirin, the ocean of knowledge, and give him profound knowledge. He passes away in 68 in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali San performs his Salatul Janaza. So Abdullah bin Abbas had his own madrasa, you must remember, in Makkah Mukarramah. One side was Mujahid, one side was Qatada, one side was Tawus. There's no time now. Just go and see each one of them how they passed away. They gave their lives for the Quran, remember that. So if we attach ourselves to Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, then the dunya will come at our feet, remember that. You buy the cow, the milk comes free of charge. What do you think? You don't have to buy milk then. So make some effort for deen, and inshallah Allah will bring dunya in our feet. So brothers, in ending, make special dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah, make dua for our Mujahideen, make dua for Hamas, and make dua Allah Jalla Wala protect Masjid al-Aqsa from the jutlas and our enemies, and make dua for the Haramain Sharifain and all the Hujjaj also. Some of them are having huge problems there, so you know visa and what and what. So make dua Allah Jalla Wala accept the Hajj and make it easy for us. Tomorrow night, inshallah, we will be at Avondale, and inshallah, those of us who want to fast, so you can fast tomorrow, and you fast Sunday. By us, Arafat day is on Sunday. Remember that. But if you want to fast tomorrow and Sunday is fast, fine. You want to keep one fast, you keep on Sunday. So all flexible, inshallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq. These 2-3 minutes left, let's make dua, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم عاف جرحاهم اللهم تقبل منا ومنهم يا رب العالمين Ya Allah, all the hujjaj accept their hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those brothers, sisters, children gone for hajj, make it easy for them and accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant our mujahideen victory, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, all our masajid and throughout the world, you protect all of us and our masajid, Ya Allah. Make our khatima bil khair, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, the trustees of this masjid, the imams, bless them and accept them, Ya Allah, and all the musallis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our programs, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. All the directors of the various radio stations, Sirius FM, Radio Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, the Capital Group, reward them all in this world and in the year after, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Qala Allahu Ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ya Allah, our brothers Dawood Monli and all the other brothers who are helping us Muhammad Salim Asmal and Hafiz Muhammad Basa and everybody else Ya Allah, reward them all, Ya Allah Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim بجلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين Learn one lesson whenever we make dua individually also then say yourself آمين 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 means Ya Allah accept this dua of ours Allah give us all tawfiq
So there was a
monthly
masal to do the resetting of the people's decoders.
Yeah, inshallah, that resetting of people's decoders and so forth, our brother Dawood Monli will come back. And there is a brother here in Marisburg also. So inshallah, we will mention his numbers. If you'll go to him, Fahmi, what's his name, Fahmi? So anyway, I got his number written somewhere. So inshallah we'll announce it tomorrow. If you go to him, he'll do it free of charge. If he comes here, then he'll charge you and all that. So anyway, tomorrow morning we'll mention the numbers inshallah.